We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It's the 1st of February. It is 2023. We have a 9-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Hope everyone is having a fantastic Tuesday. Joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, I know you're having a good Tuesday. I know you were smiling a little bit before we got rolling here. What's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, doing good. Shout out to Astro 96, man. Posted a second half card in the prop. I hopped on with the tail and we hit it. So many double ups today, Stevie. I mean, just if you knew how many double ups I have sitting in the queue right now, I mean, just man, it's, and listen, I'm not going to complain about profit, but when you're one play away in like 6 or 7 different cards, it's like, man, can I get one? Well, we got our one at the end of the night, so I'm always grateful for those. And you know, hopefully, we keep this thing rolling. So pretty excited, and yeah, man, let's get it.
Yeah, I'm sweating the end of this Charlotte game. I need Charlotte to cover this game. I mean, they just made a little run here, and it's like a 7-point game now. But I talked about this on the podcast yesterday. I said if this game could stay close, I felt like it had like the most ceiling. And I ended up like 5-stacking this game with like Lonzo, Hayward, Giannis, Lopez, and Connington. And my DraftKings team is doing really well. So even with a dud on my team with Jericho Sims, it looks like it's going to be a really good night. I'm sitting at like 290. With some guys finishing up here. So it's going to be a good night for me, assuming this last game just doesn't go absolutely bonkers. But I really would be happy if Charlotte can kind of cover the spread in this one. Lonzo having the triple-double was huge, or LaMelo, not Lonzo. And Caleb Martin, man, I talked about him on the podcast yesterday, came in at like 8% owned today and just smashed 35 fantasy points. He had a double-double. He's the reason that I'm having a good night. So going to be a good night for me, and I'm glad you're having a good night. Hope everyone over there in the YouTube chat, what's up, YouTube, is having a good night as well. Let's jump in to today's slate. We got 9 NBA games today. Interesting slate. I mean, it's so far this week, the slates have been really good. And hopefully we can keep it rolling here today. We get started with Portland at Memphis. 229.5 total here. The Grizzlies, a 5.5-point favorite. On the Memphis side, Adams is still out. Desmond Bane is questionable. Conchar is questionable. Portland, Josh Hart is probable. Winslow is out. We'll go Portland first. Will, what do you like here for the Trailblazers?
So many good things, TV. And can we talk about Damian Lillard just like for a split second? And just kind of the, I don't even want to call it a heater, Stevie. Here's what I really think. I actually think Dame is healthy. We're going to replace that heater with healthy. I think the past couple of seasons, we've seen him just be injured most of the year. Like last year he was injured, the year before that. And I think we're seeing a mostly healthy Damian Lillard. And Stevie, it's paying off, not only in his fantasy price, but the scoring. You know, guys taking pretty much 20 shots a game or more, taking a fair amount of free throw attempts, which is helping the floor. I mean, Steve, in terms of actual points here the past couple games, and this was a 24-point game, he still put up 49 fantasy points against the Lakers, but 37, 60, 30, 42. Like, these are massive scoring numbers, and they're going to need every bit of that scoring against Memphis. Now, do I think he goes off for 50? No. Do I think he goes off for 30? Probably. And so, as a result, in former years, I would not be comfortable playing Dame at 10-6 for most of the year. But at these scoring levels, I have to get on board. I mean, the guy can score 35 real points pretty much every game. We're over half the way there. And he's, you know, picking up peripherals, you know, some games 5 or 6 assists, some games 10. So I'm on board with Dame here. We talked about Nurkic. This isn't a spot for Nurkic. So I'm going to take the fade. But here's something I have noticed, Stevie. Drew Eubanks is still getting 20 minutes. And so I don't think this is the spot. And I know it's slate to slate. But on a different slate, different game, maybe we pull him in. Now, I know Steven Adams isn't playing, so it's a slightly easier time. I think I've talked myself into at least taking a shot at 3,500. But all in all, it's mainly Dame and probably some Josh Hart at 5,100 because he is probable. And we saw him come back, of course, play 35 minutes against Atlanta, 33 fantasy points, stuff the stat sheet. That's what we're looking for. Like Josh Hart a lot.
I mean, listen, Lillard is an underrated superstar. And like I say underrated superstar, he's a superstar. And, you know, he definitely gets the respect in the aspect of being like a superstar, but he's a very underrated superstar. He's very, very good at basketball. So always interested in Damian Lillard. I mean, when you're looking at the matchup, Memphis is a tough team, but they do struggle against point guards. They allow the third most fantasy points per game. So I think if I'm playing Portland, it's probably Lillard. And then I don't mind the Josh Hart call. I don't know if I can get the Eubanks on a 9-game slate. Potentially. I mean, it really just kind of, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But as of right now, I don't think I could get there. But we'll have to kind of see. On the Memphis side of things, I mean, Ja is obviously someone that is a game changer. This guy has a massive upside on any given slate. 10-4. He's expensive. Bane expected to play. Triple J, his minutes, like, it's all about minutes for him. They gave him 38 minutes the other night. He absolutely smashed. He's such a good per minute producer. Talk to me here about Memphis.
Look, I mean, same thing kind of with Ja for different reasons, right? Like, Ja's getting it done. Like, Ja had scored 40 points a game, 35, but he's got this splash appeal. See, like, if you look at it, the consistency, right? 22-8-3, 27-8-5, 29-12-4, 27-11-10, 27-15-10. Gets a matchup with Portland. I have to assume he's going for 25-plus points, probably 5 or 6 rebounds, and then it's whether or not he gets to that 8 to 10 assist category. I like Ja as well. He's not going to score as many real points, but he is going to contribute a little bit more in the other categories overall. Should be a pretty good back-and-forth affair. So I like Ja in this spot a ton. Another guy that I really like in this spot too, Stevie, which, you know, his price has come up some, but maybe it's still a little bit too low if he's going to get 25 minutes in this game, and that's Xavier Tillman, where I feel like at 4,200, like if he gets 25 minutes here, I think he can go for – he can go for 30. I'm not saying he'll get to 30, but it's possible. So I like him a ton. He was 1 point away from a double-double in 25 minutes against the Pacers there. He gets that double-double. That puts him right around 30 points, close enough. So I like Tillman at 4,200. I think he's a sneaky play in what should be a fairly competitive game.
Don't hate that Tillman call. It seems like the minutes are kind of just spread out between Tillman and Clark. So, I mean, getting whoever of those two gets the minutes right, and, like, Tillman's much cheaper. So, I mean, if I was going to play one of the
Clark,
two, probably
6K. Like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. If I was going to play one of the two, it would probably be Tillman. So,
Yeah.
I don't even understand that, really. I want it to be Triple J. I want Triple J to get the minutes. The problem is it just doesn't always happen that way. Man, your Hornets are the most tilting team ever. They got this game down to 6, and now they're not even going to cover the spread. I'm going to throw my mouse. Anyway, Orlando at Philadelphia. Now that I'm tilted. I'm a little tilted, Will. A little tilted. We got Orlando at Philly, 232 total here. Philadelphia, 8.5-point favorite on the Orlando side. Wendell Carter Jr., questionable. Not what you want to see from a guy that has been dealing with a little bit of injuries this season. Okiki's out. Embiid is questionable. We'll go Orlando first. Wendell Carter not playing would be huge. It would open up a lot of minutes here, so definitely going to be paying attention to this news. What are your thoughts here on the Magic?
So, look, I think I talked about this on the pod the other day, Steven. I know we were talking more about points, rebounds, assists stuff. But once again, I'm not going to say we're undefeated, but the pricing, Stevie, when we get these massive bumps down in price on guys that have upside, sometimes you just got to take shots, right? And I think we saw that the other night. Now, you know, Philly obviously had the game under control, and then Orlando just comes back and wins that game. But the point still stands. Paolo is 6,700. I mean, I think he takes some shots in tournaments. I think that's very cheap. And I talked about the cheap guys. I talked about Cole Anthony. He's 4,800. Now, you know, he only played 16 minutes in that game, but I'm still willing to take a shot on him. You know, I talked about Joel Embiid being someone that I really liked in that game. Stevie put up 58 fantasy points, 30, 11, and 5. And I will once again go back to the well with Joel Embiid at home with even less resistance if Wendell Carter Jr. is out. So, but all in all, these Orlando guys, I think they're a touch too cheap for the spot. Philly's a tough team. I get it. But I think the bump down in price warrants consideration.
Terry Rozier made a layup with a few seconds to go in the game, and he might be my new favorite player for that. Your Hornets almost tilted me. It was this close. Yeah, I mean, on the Orlando Magic side,
I feel the same way about today. Yeah. So I'm just glad I'm raising the roof. I'm doing all kind of 90s things in my head right now. This is amazing.
So, I mean, Paulo showed us his ceiling against Philadelphia 2 days ago. 22 shots. That's the most shot attempts that Paulo has taken since December 30th.
You think they should let him take more shots? Jeez.
Yeah, I do. I mean, listen, we're not like a team that's like a top three East team. So let these guys, like, let's see what Paulo has. I mean, can you run your offense through him? Do you need to go out and get somebody in the offseason? Do you need see what you need to draft? Like, you have a really stout young core. See what it has. I mean, stop playing Gary Harris. Sorry,
Steve. Oh man, don't even get me started with get. And I don't dislike Gary Harris.
No, I don't either, man. But like, why
the team, right?
Like, why are you playing Mo Wagner and Gary Harris? Sorry, and like, I wish them all the
Gary Harris,
all the best.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
Send him to LA where he can compete. I'm with you, Stevie.
Why is he playing 25 plus minutes a night? It drives me crazy. Anyway. Listen, as a longtime Magic fan, our front office and coaching has always drove me crazy. So, this is just a typical Stevie rant. I was really close to getting tilted. Now I'm just ranting. So there you go. And my shirt's blending in with the green screen when my shirt is clearly blue. So there you go. It's just one of those days. I think that Paulo, depending on his ownership, if he is someone that like gets really popular, I'm probably out. If Wendell Carter Jr. sits, I just said it, man. They like playing Mo Wagner. So if Wendell Carter Jr. is out, I wouldn't mind taking shots on Mo Wagner in this game. He's a solid point-per-minute producer, and I think he'd play 20-25 minutes plus.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd play Boyle Boyle against Embiid if Wendell Carter Jr. sits, for what it's worth.
No. I don't think they'd do it. I mean, Bo Bo would get abused.
Yeah, Bull. He's good, man. He's talented too. His ball handling skills are what's going to kill him though in the NBA. Yeah. Jonathan Isaac, I don't think they're going to play him big minutes until after the All-Star break. So unless we get any kind of news on him, I just don't think you can play him right now. Philadelphia side, Embiid, right? Like he was okay the other night. He didn't look terrible, but he didn't have like a stellar game, but he didn't have a bad game. What do you like here for Philadelphia?
Same scenario for me, Stevie. Embiid at 11-2, I'm going to take my shot on a stud like him that's got 80-point upside. It feels like the other night, they just ran out of gas. Like, Embiid was cruising in the first half, and then the second half, Orlando, maybe it was the youth, Philly just seemed to run out of gas. I like Philly at home. I like Embiid. I think it's a great spot for him. But I'm not thrilled about these other pieces from Philly. Like, look, James Harden's 9,600. I get it. Like, if you want to play James Harden, be my guest. I don't think that's the best allocation of assets. You want to play Tyrese Maxey? Okay, you can. He's 6,100. I get it. I still don't think he's a better player than Paolo in this game. And so that's kind of where I am. It's kind of beat or bust with this team. The Sixers are starting to feel like Dallas to me, Stevie, where you just kind of play Luka and leave everybody else out. That's how it's starting to feel to me with Embiid, unless he sits. And then Harden and Maxey and all these other guys are in play.
All right, moving on. Washington at Detroit. We got a 236 total in this game, and the Wizards are a 6-point favorite. Looking at the Washington side first, Gafford's questionable. On the Detroit side, Bagley, Cunningham, Joseph remain out. Diallo is probable. We'll go Washington first. I mean, Gafford potentially not playing is kind of important to pay attention to. I don't know if like we expect big minutes out of really anybody off the bench. Like I don't think like Nerlens Noel or Taj Gibson is playing big minutes, but we did see the other night that like Porzingis was definitely more active inside. So watch that Gafford news. Denny had a good game the other night too. He played 33 minutes. against the Spurs and had a really solid game. I mean, you like Detroit matchup for sure. Like, what are we looking at here for Washington? I mean, this is like back-to-back games. Like, we just, you and I did the podcast Monday, and we talked about Washington getting the worst defensive team, and now they get the second worst defensive team. And Detroit plays, you know, not as fast as San Antonio, but very close. So, I mean, this is basically the same spot for Washington as the other night.
Yeah, literally. And once again, we're back at it, Stevie. And we saw Beal, you know, he went for 44 fantasy points, and at that price, Stevie, that's fine. And that's the interesting part. Beal is just, he's pretty cheap still. Only played 30 minutes too, but you know, obviously was scoring, had the peripherals going, so that was good. You know, I still like Porzingis. Same as when I liked him against the Spurs, Stevie. Like, you know, who's going to stop him in this game? I don't think anybody's going to stop him. He's 9K. He's a little bit expensive, but I get it. I think we talked about this the other night. The one guy that out on is Kyle Kuzma. I think as long as Porzingis is there and Beal is there, it's going to take away from him some. I still think he'll have some games where he will pop, but the price has got to come down. He's priced as if one of these guys is out, and that's just not the case. So I'm not playing any Kyle Kuzma. We talked about Denny, and I know I'm just kind of going back over it. Stevie, Denny put up 41 fantasy points. Like, no Rui, he should be able to keep – he's not going to put up 40 every night, but in the 30s I think is reasonable. At 5,400, we're probably about at the point where if he goes over 30 again, he's probably 6K, I would say, Stevie, the next start. This is probably our last chance to get Denny – at, you know, a pretty cheap price like this. And I think you could just roll it from there. I don't think we have to play anybody else. If I had to take two guys right now, I still think it's Porzingis and Denny for what it's worth. I like Beal, but I still feel like I want to see more minutes from Beal to keep that upside secure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game potentially stayed closer. We would have gotten a few extra minutes from Beal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I like the price, 7,300. I mean, I definitely don't mind the price here for Bradley Beal. Kuzma, Porzingis, I think with like Beal healthy, Porzingis playing, Kuzma's too expensive. He's the odd man out for me here. I think it's, if I'm playing guys here, it's Beal, it's Porzingis. If Gafford sits, I mean, I definitely don't mind going back to Denny at 5,400. He's over 30 fantasy points in four straight games, still priced down. I think I really want to see Gafford out in that scenario, though. I just think it's a few extra minutes that could potentially go to Denny. On the Detroit side, one of the toughest teams to figure out this season has been Detroit. The rotations are all over the place. I don't know what to do outside of maybe just staying away from Detroit here. Anything pique your interest for the Pistons?
Well, you know, I've kind of been talking about, you know, Jalen Duren, Steve, 5,200. He's staying in this bottom feeder price. And so I think you can take shots because of the upside. It's not a slam dunk, but I think you get him in your player pool. I wish Killian Hayes was still playing 30 minutes a game. I think he's at the price, though, Stevie, where you can take a shot, right? Like, if they happen to give him 30 minutes, we're good. I think you can take a shot. You know, Alec Burks is in that same area. You can take a shot. They're starting to spread the minutes out a little bit, but the guys that are closer to 30, but also in that 5K range, I don't mind it. I still don't want to play Sadiq Bey. I mean, he's been playing minutes recently. When are his minutes going to fall off a cliff? Bogdanovich has been playing, but once again, he's over 6K, and he's got to score 20 in the mid-20s to start paying off that salary most of the time. It's just kind of this lower 5K group for me with Detroit basketball.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It might have been the first time I've accidentally like went back on my StreamYard, but hey.
I didn't say much because it caught me so off guard. Like usually I can, you know, I'll stop and I'll say, oh, and I'll just keep talking or something. But I look, yeah. And, you know, when you're live, it's like, well, wait a minute, which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Yeah, you're good. We just flip sides here, yeah. Messing with everybody. I did it on purpose. Yeah, hey, no,
yeah,
accidentally hit back, but. yeah, I mean, I'm with you on Bay. I heard that part where you're like, do we trust the minutes or not?
Yeah.
I mean, they're close.
It is.
Tournament-wise, I think he's in your pool. He's in your pool today. Yeah, I had a huge sneeze, and it messed me all up, and I hit my mouse. But anyway, we're going to the next game. Brooklyn at Boston. 227 total. The Celtics, an 8-point favorite here at home. On the Boston side, Gallinari, Marcus Smart remain out. Robert Williams is questionable. On the Nets side, Ben Simmons out. Kevin Durant out. TJ Warren out. And let's get started with that Brooklyn side. I mean, it's a tough matchup for Brooklyn. It's a tough matchup for Brooklyn, but Kyrie without Simmons and without Durant, gosh, it's really hard for me not to, even in this tough matchup, not to have interest in Kyrie. And I think it's also a bump for him that like Marcus Smart is out. I think that is something to kind of note here for Kyrie, but I think Kyrie is super interesting. I mean, there's tournament shots that you can take here value wise, but I think this is a Kyrie game.
Yeah, 10-8, I don't mind it. And, you know, Stevie, it's interesting because Kyrie has basically become a player that's worthy this salary or that warrants this salary with all these guys out. Like, he's doing it all. He's scoring a ton. And so while I don't want to pay this when all these guys are in, when all those guys are out, like I feel fine. If this game is competitive, you talked about Smart being out. I mean, he could easily go for 60 here. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit. He could go for 62, 65. It wouldn't surprise me. So I'm with you on Kyrie. In this game, Steven, this is something we've picked up on in the prop shop that can translate to DFS. The Celtics are giving up a lot of three-pointers this year, believe it or not. Like, you wouldn't think that, but they're giving up a lot of three-pointers. This feels like a Seth Curry game to me at 5K. This isn't a guy that I would consider – generally speaking, but in this type of game, I like Seth Curry, especially because I feel like he's going to play the minutes. Sneakily, Stevie, I think if you're playing mass multi-entry, getting into that, you know, if you're getting up to about 50, 60 lineups, I would maybe sprinkle in some Joe Harris as well. Just a sprinkle, nothing crazy. TJ Warren being out, I think, you know, helps all these other guys play a little extra minutes. Joe Harris and Seth Curry, I like them in this game for the three-point upside I think they have.
Yeah, I don't mind Seth Curry when he gets hot. He's someone that can pay off his price tag. And when he gets hot, they typically give him minutes. But when he's cold, they have no problem pulling him off the floor. So tournament play only for me on Curry. And yeah, I have more interest in Curry than I do Joe Harris. But I hear you. I hear you. Do we want to look into like Patty Mills playing 26 minutes the other night, or do we think that's just Curry wasn't playing great and Cameron Thomas and Patty Mills got some run?
I'm just going to say Curry wasn't playing great. But once again, you know, if I don't think Patty Mills is going to start playing 25 minutes a game right now. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. I still think Curry's at the top of the food chain here.
Yeah, really quick. I'm waiting for it to load. I guess we'll talk about Boston, and then we'll wrap up on Brooklyn really quick. But I'm waiting for game flow to load, so I'll
let you in a second.
Talk to me here about the Boston side.
So on the Boston side, I mean, I think it's very simple, Stevie. Like, you got Jason Tatum here at 11-1. And, I mean, he's at the point where you can play him almost every game now. And this is going to be up and down game, should be competitive. So I like Tatum. Now, once again, I'm not as into Jaylen Brown as other people. But, I mean, man, he's been playing great this season. If I had to decide between the two, though, it's still Jaylen Brown. I mean, it's still Jason Tatum for me. Now, something else here that I've noticed, Stevie, just over the past couple games, Grant Williams is playing an odd collection of minutes. Like, it's not consistent. It's not like 30 here, 28. It's 39, 20. It's weird. This does feel like a Grant Williams game because of the other pieces that he's going to see from Brooklyn, like Royce O'Neal, stuff like that. So I think this is a Grant Williams game. At 4K, I'm cool with it. Al Horford is 5,200. I mean, he's just okay. He's played big minutes, but I just don't see the fantasy upside there. I do understand that, you know, Robert Williams is questionable, but I still think Grant Williams at 4K is in play in this spot. Brogdon's already priced up now, so as thrilled about it. I mean, I know he put up like 40 the other night, but I still think Derek White has some intrigue at his price.
So Cam Thomas and Patty Mills played like 9 first half minutes the other night. They both had really big fourth quarters. Brooklyn was winning by a lot. And they played the whole fourth quarter. I don't really think I want to trust in that. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. On the Boston side, you know, for me, like, I think Brogdon is somewhat interesting, knowing that Smart's not going to be there, but the price is kind of like iffy. Derek White, he's been playing solid minutes. He's kind of cheap. So I think I'm looking at like the cheaper pieces here for Boston. I think you could take shots on Brown or Tatum in tournaments. Probably Brown over Tatum for me just because of price. But I also like looking at Jaylen Brown's point prop in this game. I think this is a really solid spot for him point-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Golden State heading to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. 239.5 total in this one. The Warriors a 2.5-point favorite. On the Golden State side, Iguodala is out. On the Minnesota side, Gobert is questionable. Towns is out, and Prince is questionable. So go Golden State first. Pretty healthy team. With healthy team comes overpriced guys because of all the injuries they've had recently. I mean, Draymond, the first time these two teams played, had a monster game. I don't know how much I really want to look into that. Curry cooked the other night, 8-for-14 from three. We talked about that on the podcast and how the Thunder just are terrible at defending the three-point line. And Curry, he chefed them for sure. Yeah, Klay Thompson had a really good game too.
No surprise there.
No surprise at all. Not shocked.
Yeah. I like it, Stevie. I think so. What I'm starting to see from the Warriors, in my opinion, like, it feels like they're back, right? Like, the minutes are back. The shooting is back. Like, that's what it feels like to me, because it's the minutes primarily. Like, you've got Curry, 43 minutes, 38 minutes, 35 minutes, 39 minutes, 37 minutes. And in most of these games, Stevie, is taking 20 or more shots, most. So that's Curry, right? Then you go over to Jordan Poole. You look at his minutes. He's around the same thing, or kind of on like a six-man type minutes where he's playing about 30 minutes a game, taking about 15 shots a game. Then you go over to Clay, right? Well, what's Clay doing? Well, he is now, Steve, he was playing low upper 20s, lower 30s. Now he's playing mid to upper 30s. He's taking almost 20 shots a game. Like, this is what we wanted to see from the Warriors. And if we're going to get this every game, Clay at 7K or under, I'm taking shots. Curry at 10, you know, lower 10K range, I'm taking shots. Especially in a spot like Minnesota, where it's going to be up and down. We saw Draymond just kind of not play that well early in the season. But what are you starting to see now, Stevie? 40-point fantasy point performances, mid to upper 30s. Like, this is the Draymond we see game to game to game. The one guy that seems to be kind of on the fringe is Andrew Wiggins, and maybe he's just still trying to kind of get right because he was out injured. But all in all, with these Warriors pieces, Curry, Clay, Draymond, Poole, I'm in a spot against Minnesota. I think this is a good up-and-down matchup, even with Rudy Gobert. I like it a ton. If you think Jonathan Kuminga is going to end up with 23-ish minutes, I take a shot on him as well at 3,800.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins, well, he got hurt, then he had, like, the illness. Really hasn't had, like, time to, like, get his feet under him, but he is also someone that, like, is capable of 40-plus fantasy points on any given night. So the Warriors, they're just so good, Will.
Oh, so good.
There's just no other way in my head to put it outside of this team's just really good. So I want exposure to Golden State almost every single night. In this particular matchup, I really like the guards. Minnesota has struggled with guards all season, where they really struggle with every position outside of, like, the center position all year. So I think this is a spot you could take shots on Curry, Thompson, Draymond, and, man, Wiggins at 59 is just – it's so close to being like, gosh, got to get some of that guy. But I think the one guy that I'll be off of on the Golden State with everyone healthy is Jordan Poole. This is one of those scenarios where – he'll eventually be too cheap for when Curry and Clay get rested on a night, and then his price will go back up, and then we'll be back on the fade train. So,
can I just play devil's advocate on Poole for 1 second?
Yeah,
it's just so in a normal sense, I probably wouldn't play him. I do think 30 minutes against Minnesota, even at his price, is probably okay. That's really about the matchup with Minnesota in this particular spot. But that's it. Like, if he was playing Boston, I probably wouldn't consider it. But against Minnesota, I think we get a couple shares.
Fair enough. The Minnesota side, I mean, Anthony Edwards, he's just a scoring machine. He's just a scoring machine. Like, I think you could take shots on him, obviously. I don't mind Russell. I don't mind Gobert. If Gobert is out, it obviously opens up some value here that we could potentially play. What do you like here for Minnesota?
Well, I definitely like Anthony Edwards. And so my question, Stevie, I'm trying not to have so many sidebars, so I promise I'm going to cut them off because next game is going to be very good. How long before Anthony Edwards has to bolt out of Minnesota? Because this is starting to feel like a KG situation. I know this is just his third year. This is third year. But, man, he's putting up monster numbers. And, I mean, this team isn't – I don't know if they're going to go to the playoffs this year. Cat's hurt. I don't know. Like, anyway, you can comment on that after I'm done. But I just – man, this is starting to feel like one of those talent situations that's going to be wasted away. And he's going to have to leave and go to a contender or something like that. But – we shall see. D'Angelo Russell, Stevie, he's a guy, man. I've been playing him. Didn't play that well against Sacramento. But generally speaking, man, him playing 30 to 40 minutes a game, upper 30s. I mean, we've seen him put up almost 40 here recently, Stevie, almost every game. I'm willing to ride with D'Angelo Russell here at 7,100. I know we kind of been playing that mid-6K range, and he's kind of creeped up. I still think he's a touch too cheap. I'm on the train. Gobert, once again, I don't think I can play him in this matchup. And Golden State has been beat up inside this season. And maybe he's okay, Stevie. Like, he's probably okay. I think we've got about a week or two of him playing now. So it feels like possibly that groin injury is behind him. I think he's okay, but I'm just still not comfortable.
Anthony Edwards is a free agent after the 24 season, so next year. He's only making $11 million a year, but in basketball terms,
rookie deal.
Yeah, he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Does he stay in Minnesota? Then, I don't know. The thing about like Minnesota that I think we're quick to like forget is, I mean, they have Gobert, but I mean, this is a team that if Karl Anthony Towns and Gobert is healthy with Russell and Edwards, it's a really solid team. So I don't know. It's tough to say. Like,
I mean, they'll be able to give him his largest contract because if he leaves, he won't get as much money. Maybe he stays an extra 3-4 seasons. And if he's still like scoring the way he is now and hasn't done anything at that point, I think he leaves. But man, it's feeling like he might jump ship, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a good chance to make playoffs. And I think if they make the playoffs, that we don't know when Kat's going to be back, but if he's healthy for the playoffs, they're a team that could be loud. So, listen, Anthony Edwards, I'm here to tell you that if you want to come to Orlando, Paulo would definitely like having you, we would roll in the East. So there you go. That's my pitch for you. I could tell you some good taco joints in Orlando, some good ramen places, like whatever you need, buddy. I got you.
Yeah.
OKC at Houston. Yeah. You get those hands ready, buddy. 231.5 total. Thunder, a 5.5-point favorite. On the Houston side, Jalen Green is out. Kevin Porter Jr. is out. Yes, they're two high usage guys, both out. Yes. On the Thunder side, Dort is out. Poco, Robinson Earl remain out. Holmgren is out as well. So Thunder first. I mean, this is a team where the minutes are all over the place, but they get a fantastic matchup here against Houston. What are we looking at here for OKC?
Let me just say that I'm actually thrilled about this matchup, but I'm very afraid for the Houston game Rockets in general because OKC's been playing fairly well. I think OKC wins this game possibly handedly, but does that come at the expense of fantasy points? I don't know. I have to take shots here, man. Josh Giddey, 7,700 in a general sense. I'm not playing Giddey at 7,700 in this spot against Houston. I'm taking a chance. SGA 10-2, I'm taking a shot here. I think, you know, this is a spot where he can go for 30-plus real points and still put up the fantasy production. So I like him a ton. You know, we've also got these other secondary pieces, Stevie, like Kenrich Williams at 4,600. And because these guys are out, he's going to play 30 minutes. Well, against Houston, you know, all teams aren't created equal. This feels like a good spot. Jalen Williams, 5,300 against Houston. Like, these are just great spots for these cheap OKC pieces as well as the guys that are playing up top. Love this team a ton.
It's hard not to have a ton of interest in SGA in this game.
So hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Because, I mean, the Houston side, we're going to get so much value on the Houston side of this game. We know Jalen Green now, too. And we'll talk about that just in a second, but yeah, I mean, I think in tournaments, you could take shots on Jalen Williams or Kendrick Williams. I love this game. I'm with you. I love this game. I think this game just has so much potential. On the Houston side, I mean, no one's going to stop Sengun in this game. He went for 65 fantasy points against this team last time they played in November, and now Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green are out. Sangoon might be like the first guy in for me tomorrow. Like, I just might say, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, I'm just going to do it. I don't like, we have a sample on Court IQ with Kevin Porter and Jalen Green off the floor, but I don't think it matters as much because some of that was early in the season and Sangoon is just on a different level than he was earlier this year. But
yeah,
I mean, you look at the numbers, it's 183 minutes. He's averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute with Porter and Green off the floor. So love this spot for him. I mean, gosh, we could talk about everybody on the Houston team. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, we could. Yeah. We really
no,
could.
No. I'm with you. I think my primary targets, so here's my one thing. I wish I knew whether or not Jayshon Tate was going to play 30 minutes. Because at 4,200, he would be like big time in play. I'm just not sure, Stevie. But what I am sure of, KJ Martin, Eric Gordon, Tari Eason even, Smith,
yep.
Sengun, these guys are going to play massive minutes. Massive minutes. I think you get exposure to all of them. It looks like our good friend Richie Smalls, 2320, who was an avid listener and joined the live show, live pod. He's asking, six guys too many? I don't think so. Not six guys from Houston, but he's saying six from the game. I think you can play SGA, Kenrich Williams, Sengun, Eric Gordon, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, KJ Martin. Like, I think you can play some combination of six guys and be just fine in this game, Stevie. So, six too many? I think my answer is no. I think I'd probably have – you could probably do a 3-3 with, like, SGA, Jalen Williams, Kenrich Williams, something like that, and then run three from the other side. Or you could do 2-4, but either way, six too many, no. Love Houston, love OKC.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Six might be too many for me. I think a 3-2 is a 3-2 is more playable. Like, I like maybe two from the Thunder side and three from the Houston side of this game. If you want to play six from this game, I'm not going to talk you off of it, but it's a 9-game slate. Like, stacking 5 or 6 on yesterday's slate, where it was a 5-game slate, potentially even essentially a 4-game slate with that Cleveland game. It's a lot easier. Yeah, it's a lot easier to, stack 5 or 6 on a slate like that. And like, for me, I ended up like I said, my main team on DraftKings was a 3-2, three Milwaukee, two Charlotte players. And like, that was a smaller slate. So I don't know if I could go six on a big slate. Could this game go off? Sure. I mean, this game has a ton of potential. I'm with you. Like I said, I'm with you as far as liking this game overall. Tournament wise, I think you kind of nailed everything. I don't really have a ton to add. The only thing, like Eric Gordon, man, old man Eric Gordon, 5,300, keeps getting a ton of minutes. So I don't hate maybe taking some shots on Eric Gordon.
Yeah.
All right. We got the Kings and the Spurs up next. This game is currently at 244.5. The Kings are a 7.5-point favorite. Will, these are the types of games we dream of, right? The Kings are fully healthy. Nobody on the injury report. Langford, questionable. Vassell out for San Antonio. But this game, pace-wise, is going to be incredible. 8th and 9th in pace as far as teams go. The Spurs rank 30th in defensive rating. The Kings rank 21st. Like, these are the types of games you dream for. These are the types of games that just have so much ceiling that you just have to like them. What do you like here for the Kings?
I mean, everything. The Spurs aren't going to stop a nosebleed here. Sabonis is finally back down under 10K. You're getting De'Aaron Fox in the low 8K range. Kevin Huerter, Stevie, in the low 5K range, still playing pretty good minutes now. Against Minnesota, he only played 22 minutes, but the game before he played 36. You still got Keegan Murray playing good minutes. You've got Harrison Barnes playing good minutes. It's just everybody's in play, I think. And not all at once, but, like, I don't know if I'd play Sabonis and Fox together, but I definitely split them. But this is a good spot for this team, Steve. Like, they should essentially be able to take care of business, put up nice fantasy scores. Love Sacramento, man. If you ask me what my favorite play was, I think I'm going to say it's Sabonis because of how bad centers have been just really eating up the Spurs. So at 9,900, I know he's right at that threshold, but we got him back under 10K. Sabonis is my top play from this team.
Yeah, one of my favorite plays from this team is Keegan Murray. The price point for Keegan Murray is fantastic. You talked about it. Like, San Antonio, they just struggle so much against really everything. It's not just centers. I think, like, they allow the 8th most fantasy points to centers, the 3rd most fantasy points to, like, power forwards. Like, the minutes for Keegan Murray, the Kings rotation has been fantastic recently. Like, it's really easy to kind of predict where the minutes are going for this team recently.
We haven't been able to say that about the Kings in a long time.
I think they like their little core they got going on, man.
Yeah.
And they should. They should. I mean, they haven't been a great team this year. What are they? I think they are in, like, the 30-win column, not the 40. So, I mean, they obviously have some games to win. But, I mean, the Lakers haven't been great either. So, who knows? But, yeah, I mean, I like Keegan Murray. He's one of my favorite plays on the entire slate. And then on the Spurs side of this game, like, I might officially be done guessing whether or not to play Poeltl or Zach Collins. I mean, just there's no right answer anymore, Will.
No.
There's no right answer. I give up. I'm throwing in the white towel. I give up. I want nothing to do with those guys. Sohan, he kind of keeps doing his thing. His price is to the point now where I don't know if I get a lot of exposure to him. I struggle with the Spurs. Maybe it's like Bates Diop, who's come back and he's starting to play 30 minutes again at 4,600. And you love the matchup against the Kings here for San Antonio. It's just Keldon Johnson should be, like, he's where I should have started. He should have been the first thing I said. He's a fantastic play today. What are your thoughts here for San Antonio?
I haven't been the biggest San Antonio fan, Stevie. Like, I just kind
of quit. How can you be a fan of a team that's playing like 15 guys a night? Ugh.
I just kind of quit playing them. And we talked about this at 2, Stevie. It's so funny. Literally, the only guy I've played is Jeremy Sochan here recently. Everybody else, I've just been hitting the X button. You know, he's starting to get priced to where I'm like, do I want to keep playing with this price? I understand that Keldon has upside. Like, I get it, Stevie. Don't get me wrong. But I just, man, I've pretty much just stopped playing the Spurs.
Oh, I mean, you're doing good by stopping playing them. I mean, like, they're playing Stanley Johnson minutes. Like, and what's crazy, they're still ahead of the Lakers in the West. Like, that's what's crazy to me. But I mean, if you're playing like a high-end Fox or Sabonis, I think you're running it back with Keldon. He could, I mean, like, wings have crushed this team for years. So, I mean, this is obviously a spot he could have a really good game. So, I don't mind taking some tournament shots on Keldon. Toronto at Utah. This game is currently at a 230.5 total. The Jazz, a 3-point favorite. On the Toronto side, OG is out. Porter Jr. remains out. And on the Utah side, everyone, I mean, as of right now, is good to go. Go Toronto first, Will. What do you like here for the Raptors?
So against Utah, Scottie's been playing fairly well here recently. So Gary Trent, but Gary Trent's got to score points. And so I'm not as thrilled about it. But Scottie's doing it all. He's been playing much better here down the stretch. I'm willing to take a shot on him. This feels like a spot where he goes for 40 plus easily. So he's someone that's definitely on my list. Sneakily Stevie, also in this spot. If you hear what I'm saying, I'm not saying he's not playing a lot of minutes, but it seems like his minutes have stabilized in the low 20s. I don't mind taking a shot on Chris Boucher here at 3,900 against the Jazz as well. And of course, Pascal at 9,400, he's down here. Prices come down a touch. I'm in on him. Precious Achiuwa, you talked about him the other day. I think the last time we had the pod, he's 5,700. This is probably our last chance to get in on Precious. He goes over 30 this game. He's probably going to be 6,200. And at that point, I'm hopping off. But those are the guys I want to play from the Toronto side.
Yeah, I mean, if Precious continues to start at 5,700, we know the minutes are going to be there, especially with OG already being ruled out for this game. So if that's going to be the case, I have interest in him. His price is getting up there now. Like, but, I mean, you nailed it. This is probably the last time we'll see him under 6K. Gary Trent at 6,300. I mean, with, like, Precious and Siakam on the floor together, like, even Siakam recently has just his rebounds have just kind of disappeared. Like, Precious is rebounding really well, and, like, Scottie Barnes gets in on the rebounds. So, I worry about, like, Trent just doing anything besides scoring and paying off this price. And I kind of feel the same way with Van Vliet. Like, Van Vliet, I feel like he's someone you need to get that, like, double-double assist point type of, you know, game for him to get there. I mean, you don't get many better matchups than Utah. We've been talking about this all year. This is a fantastic team to target. They're not good defensively. And, I mean, they're pretty middle-of-the-pace team. And this game's in Utah, Toronto. Huge pace-up spot for them. So I don't mind Van Vliet. I like Precious one more time. And then it's kind of it. I don't hate Barnes, but I feel like you're getting the same type of play from like Precious for a lot cheaper. So on the Utah side of this game, I mean, Lauri Markkanen, 8,400. He's capable of big games. Jordan Clarkson just kind of like a role player now. It's really weird just overall, but he's kind of a role player now. I mean, I'm going to take your guy here and say Mike Conley, 5,600, just continues to put up 30-plus point games, so I definitely don't mind him. Kelly Olynyk came back over the weekend and played 15 minutes against Dallas. I would expect him to bump up to maybe 20, 22 minutes here. I don't think I can play him in this spot, but I also – don't think I could trust Walker Kessler. I know he had a good game the other night, but yeah, I mean, Utah is an interesting team in this spot.
Yeah, man. I do feel like Toronto has been, and this is more eye test than pulling up the data. So I'm sorry, guys. I should have pulled up this data before the show. It feels like Toronto has been semi-tough on fantasy scoring, but not in every matchup, I'm sure. If you ask me who I was going to play straight up right now, you know, I talked about Mike Conley. Stevie, he's still hovering in these 30-point fantasy games, and the price hasn't hit 6K yet. 5,600, I think I'm in. Colin Sexton, he's another guy that's playing, you know, 20 minutes or so. I don't mind him in this spot. You know, we got Lauri Markkanen down to 8,400, Stevie. He had been in the 9K range. I think we can take a shot on him as well. But that's about it. I'm not thrilled about Utah. I know Olynyk is back and that thing, all that jazz. get it, all that jazz. But I made a dad joke. Sorry, but I'm not thrilled about playing these guys.
That's okay. I made a dad joke too. Someone in YouTube, Dave in YouTube chat, said that Sonics were a squad and couldn't follow them to OKC. I was like, all right, just come over to the Magic. Like, we're a fun team to root for. You won't be disappointed. Yep. Anyway, on that note, Atlanta at Phoenix. No, one book has a total at 228.5. Suns minus 1.5, but I'm going to say no total because no other book has it up. I will say Trae Young is probable, and then Booker, Crowder, Payne, and Shamet remain out for the Suns. So I assume that we're getting Trae Young back for this game with him being probable on the injury report. Atlanta first, Will. Listen, there's a lot of games I like on this slate, and I could definitely see this game being a good game. I just don't like it as much as some other games on this slate. Talk to me here about the Hawks.
Man, look. DeJounte Murray went slap off the other night. But Trae Young is bad. So I still think DeJounte is okay. But overall, I'm not thrilled about the Hawks, Stevie. Like, John Collins is 5,900. Like, he's okay. Bogdanovich is 5,800. Just okay. Trae at 97 is okay. But I don't feel like anybody's a slam dunk.
It's kind of where I feel. I mean, Murray, I think, is too expensive with Trae Young back. Capella at 6,200. I really want to see him in, like, the mid-30s range, and he's just – they're very content leaving him in that, like, 28-minute range. John Collins with Capella back. It's just – Atlanta is a good team. They're a solid team. You know, that has a lot of like role type players. Trae Young can go off on any given slate. So if you want to play anybody from Atlanta, it'd probably be him. And he probably comes in pretty low owned on a 9-game slate with all the value or with all the expensive players that we have. Let's go the Phoenix side. It's kind of basically the same thing for me outside of like Ayton at 7,800 when he gets his like full amount of minutes. He's just someone that can crush. So I definitely don't mind Ayton. Chris Paul, 8,300. He's had some big games recently. What are your thoughts here on the Suns?
I'm trying to decide, do I want to play Ayton at 7,800? Because he's been playing really well, Stevie. The minutes have been there. You know, we've seen some nice performances from him. Is Capella really going to slow him down? But I feel like he's been – a key part of his offense with all these guys out like Booker and Payne. And, you know, so I think he's a key part. Another guy that's been good has been Mikal Bridges at 7K. Atlanta's going to be a up and down team, not the greatest defense in the world. So I don't hate him. And then, you know, you got Cam Johnson playing big minutes because all these guys are out as well. He's probably slightly on the outside looking in, but I do have pretty good interest on DeAndre Ayton.
It's kind of where I'm at with Phoenix. That's kind of where I'm at with the whole game. Like, Ayton is just someone that if I end up in that range, I'm super interested. I think that's where I'm at. Yeah, and someone, Richie says he keeps hitting the assist on Chris Paul, like keep hitting the over on assist, like. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's coming in under 10, I definitely don't mind Chris Paul over assist. All right, Will, morning grind game, and then we will get out of here. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got today?
I mean, we got a fair amount of players that we can plug in today, Stevie. If you're asking me straight up, I think I talked about it already. Give me Kenrich Williams against the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. I think that one's super solid. All right, so the person that I wrote down might not be the person I take. I wrote down Mo Wagner because I don't think Wendell Carter Jr. plays. if that happens, I have a ton of interest in Mo Wagner for what it's worth. So we'll roll with it for now. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
I mean, I think we got a fair amount of those options as well. A lot of the guys at the top, Stevie, feel good to me here in the spot. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go slightly lower. Give me Kyle Kuzma against Detroit.
Love it. That's who I wrote down. I'm right there with you. Agree.
Yeah.
Give me Harden. I think Embiid plays, so give me James Harden. I just don't know if he makes the cut for me today. Favorite 6X play?
So I'm going to go a little off the board here.
Not as much as me, buddy. I'm going to one-up you. Just know in back of your head that's happening.
Going a little off the board because I don't want to take everybody out of the OKC-Houston game because clearly that's an easy – I feel like that's a layup. Give me D'Angelo Russell sneakily. I don't think anybody's playing him today at 7,100 against Golden State, and he's at home. And he's been putting up 40 spots almost every other game. I like Russell at 7,100.
I like it. I'm going Keegan Murray for Sacramento.
I should have known that.
One of my favorite plays, man. I love this spot for him today. Hopefully he does. Like, one of my favorite plays yesterday was Jalen Brunson. So hopefully he can repeat. Maybe he can keep the love going for being one of my favorite plays on the slate. So.
Last I checked, Brunson had 35, 34 real points.
Yeah, he had a game. He had a game. I mean, Lakers against point guards, just keep doing it. Like, keep doing it. Like, just don't stop doing it. Just keep doing it.
Don't stop believing.
Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got today, Will?
All right, I'm going to that same game. I'm not sure how weird it's going to be. I think it's going to be weird because of the price. I've already talked about it. Give me Domantas Sabonis, 9,900. Going up a little bit, I think he gets lost in the shuffle with a lot of these good guards in that 10K range.
You know what I just realized? I just realized that Orlando is playing Philadelphia again. Do I say Fultz again? Do I say Fultz? I said Fultz is my Let's Get Weird GPP play the other day, and he went for 39. I told you he was going to get up for that game, and he had 10 assists, 12 points. Do I go back to the well? Do I say Fultz again?
Man, I think he can do it.
I feel like he has something to prove.
It's in Philly.
I feel like he has something to prove. No, all joking aside, I think I'm trying not to go like – I like going off the board. I don't know what DeAndre Ayton's like ownership is going to be today, but I don't feel like it's going to be super chalky.
Oh, I like that call because I like him anyway. I like that Stevie.
So yeah. he's going to be my Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day. So there you go. Any bets standing out to you? Any props you'll be looking for today?
I'm going back to the well, Stevie. I talked about this the other day on the last one we had. Same scenario. Unless the sports book's changing and don't give us the bump, I assume he's going to have a bump down. He got a bump down in terms of points, rebounds, assists, and he absolutely blew through it because he was facing Philly. We get him anywhere 26, 27.5, 28.5. I'm going to take the over again until they get him back to 30, 31.5.
Yesterday, I talked about the Charlotte line jumping off the page at me. I don't have one that's like –
I got Paula at 29.5 right now for what it's worth.
Yeah. I don't have a line that's jumping out at me outside of like – I feel like the Thunder-Houston game being 231.5. I like the over. I like the over in that game at 231.5. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like I'm not even saying like it's not even like a super strong lean. I just feel like that's going to be a high scoring game. Two bad defenses. Yeah, I mean, I think they went for 223 the last time they played. So I mean, obviously, it could not work out. But I like the over in that game. So that's where, not a strong lean. Not like yesterday. I had a strong lean yesterday on Charlotte, but that's the one that's jumping off to me. And then as far as like props go, Sangoon, yes. I hope, because he had a down game last time out against Cleveland, one of the toughest matchups in the NBA for centers. Yeah, man. Sangoon, I really, really like his props. I think I'm going to be heavily invested in his props tomorrow. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.